This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. A Lumberton woman became the county's third highway fatality for 2025 on Monday morning. Savannah Lowry, age 39, died when her SUV was hit head-on by a truck on NC-410, then rammed from the rear by another vehicle. Patrick Pendleton of Bladenboro is facing charges in the case. The Highway Patrol is investigating. We have more on this story online. Three deputies and a suspect sustained injuries on Monday after a high-speed chase circled the town of Chadbourne twice before coming to an end at Institute and Brown Street. Dion Taplin, age 29, a convicted sex offender, allegedly rammed a sheriff's office truck, causing it to overturn. He was eventually stopped at Institute and Brown Streets, where he fought with deputies and police. This is a developing story, and we have more online at ColumbusCountyNews.com. The Bladen Sheriff's Office is investigating a triple homicide in Clarkton. The deaths were discovered Monday evening, according to a BCSO social media post. Three men were found dead in the home, and a fourth was hospitalized with a gunshot wound. The overdose of a Will Inman Road man is being investigated as a death by drug distribution case. The Sheriff's Office said Jeffrey Edwards, age 61, was reported dead around 3:25 a.m. Monday after allegedly taking fentanyl. The investigation is ongoing. County commissioners on Monday sent a proposed ordinance on RVs and camper trailers back to the planning board. Commissioners voted to remove the item from the agenda at the beginning of the meeting. They said the ordinance needed more work. Multiple residents spoke out at a previous meeting against the proposal, as well as against illegal campgrounds. The ordinance would have required a camper to be set up to the same standards as a mobile home if used as a primary residence. Dakota Knight will serve 51 to 83 months in prison for the 2024 death of a Bolton woman. Knight, age 30, struck and killed Michelle Von Siegern and fled the scene. Von Siegern was directing traffic on a construction project in Wilmington. Knight had a blood alcohol content of 0.20 when he was arrested after a manhunt. He pled guilty to felony death by motor vehicle Friday in New Hanover County Superior Court. Grange Farm Highway, also known as NC-211, is being detoured at Bolton. The road is being sent over to Blacksmith Road through the month of April while the Department of Transportation replaces a concrete culvert south of 211 and 214. Flaggers and detour signs will be in place, so just be patient and be nice to those folks out there working. Several area churches are holding revival services in the coming days and weeks. Check out our church listings and special worship opportunities at ColumbusCountyNews.com. The 5th Annual Yakuni Fish Camp is April 11th and 12th in Bolton, and the Waccamaw Suwan STEM Studio needs your help. Volunteers are needed for registration, rigging fishing rods, and food service. The event is open to everyone. Contact the STEM Studio via Facebook or the Waccamaw Suwan Travel Center for more. The Columbus Baptist Association Mission Team is gathering donations for the next Nicaraguan mission trip. Hard candy, coloring books, child-safe scissors, jump ropes, kitchen utensils, beach balls, and other items are needed. Call 910-642-2155 for more information. The deadline is June 10th. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.